I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The National Weather Service confirms three tornadoes struck Louisiana as a storm system moved across the state Monday. The most severe twisters, which stayed on the ground for about 9 miles, started just after 11:15 a.m. last Monday west of the city of West Monroe city limits. It moved through West Monroe and into Monroe before lifting off at 11:27 a.m. Peak winds were at 125 miles per hour. Its path was as wide as 300 yards. Minutes earlier, a second tornado touched down in western Ouachita Parish, damaging houses along its 0.8-mile path before lifting off over Chenie Lake. Wind strength was at 90 to 100 miles per hour. Surveyors also found evidence of a third tornado south of Mansfield. Its winds, estimated at 95 miles per hour, mainly damaged trees. Well, Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon says auto theft in the state has dropped 48% since 2007, which beats the national average of 34% in the same time period. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern takes a closer look at the numbers.
Donilon credits outreach programs that inform particularly young people that this is a gateway crime that will haunt them for the rest of their lives.
In addition to that, technology has improved the ability of law enforcement to read license plates as they drive down the street.
He says a license plate reader program alone has resulted in hundreds of apprehensions and the recovery of many stolen vehicles that were spotted parked on the street. Michelle Southern reporting.
President Bill Clinton is scheduled to join Senator Mary Landrieu in Baton Rouge today to rally support for her campaign. Clinton's visit comes the day before the early voting period for the November 4th election begins. Political analyst Clancy Dubo says it's good for Landrieu that Clinton is stumping for her, considering his popularity among the Democratic base here in Louisiana.
He's the logical choice, especially in a state where the incumbent president is not that popular.
Landrieu's in a tight re-election battle with Republican challengers Congressman Bill Cassidy and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis. Both parties are sending the big guns to the state for the Senate race. Republicans sent former presidential candidate Senator John McCain to campaign with Cassidy last week. Dubo says both parties know what is potentially at stake in the election.
The control of the Senate, will dictate to a large extent what kind of policies get made on the national level.
This is Clinton's second visit to Louisiana on Landrieu's behalf during the election. Early voting begins tomorrow and runs through October 28th. The first Louisiana chapter of the National Young Farmers Coalition will hold its first meeting at Inglewood Farm in Alexandria coming up next Sunday. The new chapter aims to connect and share resources among young and beginning farmers from throughout the state. Founded in the Hudson River Valley in New York, NYFC seeks to help young independent farmers and ranchers deal with the challenges they'll face starting and growing a sustainable business. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies during the day today with a high in the mid-70s, mostly fair skies this evening, the low tonight, and the low 50s.